Nissan?
Yes.
Rosenthal?
Here.
Farrar?
Here.
Trombley?
Here.
Walker?
Here.
Wallace?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
President DiPietro?
Here.
Foreign President.
Thank you, Tracy. I need a introduction or a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes of the November's 10th, 12th, 16th, 19th, and 22nd meetings and place them on file. Can I have an introduction?
Brian.
A second, please.
Juan.
Thank you. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ooh, does,
aye.
Does anyone object? The motion carries. Thank you. Committee reports are on your desks. Can I have an introduction, please, to accept the committee reports? Ryan. Can I have a second, please? Dewan. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? The motion carries. We have a number of communications. Can I have a motion to accept the communications?
Motion.
Ryan, can I have a second, please?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, thank you. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? The motion carries. As you notice, one of the communications was from the Board of Elections. So pursuant to our city charter, all members are requested to stop into City Hall to sign the certificate of election, those who have been elected and those who are returning. Before we get to resolutions, we have a presentation. You've seen a copy of it. Was sent to you a while back. Let me see if they're here. Oh, yeah, Victor Salerno is here, and I guess he will be doing the presentation. This is ADK. Victor, you there? You're muted.
Yes, I am. Thank you. And let me, spare with me 1 second. I'm going to pull up the presentation. I have it on my computer. Thank you, everyone. It's nice to meet you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you. We're here to discuss today our proposal for rezoning of 360 State Street, which is the old school building. We have it under contract, and we are in the process of submitting our proposal to the state allocating agency for tax credits. We're working with a number of folks on that, and we expect to be submitting that hopefully by the end of the week, although it may slip into early next week, but it'll be before the end of the year. And we sent a proposal or a presentation through that I think, Tom, does it make sense for me to share my screen?
Yes.
Or no, does everyone ahead. Have that? Okay.
Yeah.
I will, let me share my screen and bear with me 1 second. I unfortunately have a very large number of windows open.
I thought I saw Troy's name here. Maybe not.
Yeah, Troy, do you have the presentation that you might be able to share, and then I can talk through it?
Yeah, happy to. 1 second.
Yeah, this would be the corrected one that I sent through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, thank you. And I appreciate that, Troy. Can you sort of shrink it a little bit so that okay, maybe go up a little bit. So thank you. So this is the presentation for 360 State Street. I guess, Troy, maybe go back down a little bit. I still think it's not quite all showing. In any event, this is an overview of the development that we are proposing. It's a senior affordable development. Troy, can you scroll down, please? Okay. And we've shared some other presentations previously. We've redesigned this. So now, initially, we were trying to do an adaptive reuse of the existing school structure. Because of just a number of challenges with that, we ended up deciding that the most cohesive development would be to tear down the existing structure. It originally was constructed in the 50s, and over time, I think there were three or four major additions. So it was a bit of a Frankenstein building internally. It was very well constructed, so we were reluctant to tear it down because there is a pretty substantial cost to that. But at the end of the day, it made a lot more sense to develop it as a new construction development. So what we are proposing is 150 units of senior affordable housing. The senior housing would be on a base level. It would be available to seniors who are people who are 55 years and older. So that's not really that old, but and then they would have to have a qualifying income of a 60% AMI level. And we talked to Tom about, possibly in order to have a more kind of well-balanced community, including a certain number of market rate units. And we think we can include about 10% market rate units before it'll start really impacting the ability to finance it through the tax credits. So we would propose that about 15 of those units are market rate. the building would have three stories on the front. I think the current structure is two stories and six floors in the back. The current is two in the front and five in the back. Although I've not taken a measuring tape to it, but I think the two stories that the school has are very high roofs. So, it would probably be a net increase of about half a story over the existing two-story structure. Okay, Troy, I think you can scroll back. So this just goes over a little bit of information about us. Adirondacks, New York based. I'm based in New York City. We will be partnering with a local nonprofit to provide housing. So you'll see later in this presentation, as part of an affordable development, we provide a number of resident services. So we'll be working with a local nonprofit. My colleague Troy, who is so kindly sharing the screen here, has had some discussions with several of them. I know we've had discussions with Patterns for Progress, who you guys are very familiar with. We are a long-term owner-operator, so we will develop this, and we will hold it, and we'll manage it. So we've got an affiliated management company called Mayfair Management Group, and Mayfair is a top affordable management company. So we will stay involved. A lot of affordable developers will develop and then turn it over to a third-party management company. We will stay involved, so we'll have a vested interest. We have a highly intentional management, and what that means is our management company prides itself on being turnaround specialists. So, for example, our management company is based in Dallas. That's where our headquarters are for the management company. But the management company is the Texas PDHCA, is the state allocating agency in Texas, and we are their we're their management company when they take over property. So if a property has problems where it's gotten so bad that the allocating agency takes back ownership, they turn over management to us to reposition that property. So we're very good at what we do. We have a very strong ethics in developing green properties. So we will be using energy saving technology. Now, that's kind of been built into a lot of affordable developments, so they are generally sustainable, but we are strong believers of affordable development. And, you know, we oftentimes go above and beyond, you know, where we'll put solar panels on properties and things like that. We typically will work with the local community and neighborhood. So we like our properties to be very open to the community and to have space available. Now, obviously, the pandemic's put a lot of this on hold, but to have community events where we invite both the local community by, to have holiday parties and what have you. Now, one of the things that we've talked to Tom about and some other local municipal leaders, including the mayor, was about moving. I guess there's a child care facility that the city currently houses. So as part of this development, we would be using a portion of the proceeds we raised through the tax credits to build a daycare center that would be stationed in front and kind of off to the side of the overall community. So it would be completely separate from the senior community, but it would be something that we would develop at no charge to the city as part of this. The building itself would be considered a mid-rise because it is five stories in the rear. One thing I'd like to point out is because of the hill, the terrain there, I'm sure you're familiar with it, but it's a very steep decline. So the building is actually structured where there are three stories of kind of double corridor property, units. So there'll be apartments on the left, on the, I guess call it the front, and apartments on the back. In the rear, it would just be way too much to excavate that hill. So after the third story would be, I guess, a sub-story really almost, because that one is going to be somewhat excavate, or that'll be on the front level. It drops down, so it's only one story in the rear. And while we wouldn't want to do this, because I believe we are going to need a variance, which I'll get to in a second, but the bottom three stories are just one corridor instead of two corridors. The number of units is going to be 150. The average unit size, it says 700 square feet. That's really the smallest. So that's the efficiencies. There's a combination of, they are a little smaller. So the efficiencies are kind of small. One thing we were able to do is before with the school, we had something like 70 efficiencies because of the school units really were, you could only really do an efficiency, and the walls were so thick it would have been extremely difficult. So one thing we were able to do switching to this structure is we were able to have a lot more one bedroom units and add in two bedroom units, which we didn't have any in the prior design. So more than half the units are now one bedroom and two bedroom units. The affordability period is going to be at least 15 years. And depending on, the state has some other programs and soft money that's available that may likely be extended, but it would be at least 15 years. We would provide a number of residential services, which we can detail later on. And the typical resident AMI level would be at a 60% AMI. As far as why we're in front of you, there's really two things we'd be seeking. The first is to rezone from R1, which it currently is. It's R1 school, so it's even a non-conforming use for the school, into an R4, which is immediately adjacent to this the property, our R4 zone. So it would really be an expansion of that R4 to include this lot. And the other thing is, I believe R4 has a four-story limit. So due to the rear of the building and the building into the incline, we'd be seeking a variance to that. Tom, is there anything else that's worth adding?
I think people would like to see the picture.
Okay. So we'll scroll down. So we go into who the target residents are, a number of market data that you can feel free to, review at your leisure. Then we have some information about our company about our company. That's our footprint right there. One thing on community engagement, I'd like to just stop there, Troy, actually the preliminary outreach page. One more down, Troy. Thank you. So we, just as in order to gauge interest, one of the things we do is we will typically create a informational web page, and we'll do just very minor Facebook advertising or one of the social. I actually don't know, or we have a marketing guy who does this, but we took a very modest ad out, and I think it was less than $500. And in the span of a week, actually, this is now incorrect. In the span of a week, we received 600 interested parties who all indicated that they were 55 and older and lived in the Hudson City limits. So there is definitely, beyond some of the demand that our market study shows, which I can talk about a little bit, they're just in a soft, very soft outreach, received tremendous excitement. Now, we have leased up over 100 properties over the last 10 years, and we typically do this for all of them. And we've never, and again, we just do a one-week test where we, have a very limited buy just to gauge the market. And this was the most, we received more expressions of interest for this property than any we ever had. So I would say that while I believe the county plan and the Hudson City plan both indicated that there was a strong demand for senior affordable housing, I would say that this soft marketing actually indicates that there may even be more than those studies reflect. Now, we also commissioned a market study. That market study indicated that there was a demand of 890 units of demand, and that in order to fill this unit, we would have to capture about 16% of that. And a 16% capture rate is not considered, so they viewed this as highly feasible and that they would get leased up in a year or less. Now, when we lease up, we actually start leasing up roughly 6 to 9 months after construction starts. So usually 6 to 9 months before we actually start delivering units. So that would be absorbed pretty much as soon as we are opening units, we'd be filling it. So we think there's a tremendous demand. Now, Troy, do you want to keep on going down until we get to some of the pictures? That is kind of the way the building will look. It will be built into the hill. and it's roughly takes up the same general footprint of the existing structure. We're able to keep the bulk of the parking there, so it would not be significantly cluttered from what you currently see. And then the yellow rectangle in front is the daycare center that we would be providing. We would endeavor to create some walking paths in front, and kind of a reflection pool. I don't think we have enough room for a swimming pool, although Enzo, are you on that? I believe that's a reflection pool. If it is actually a swimming pool, let me know. Let me see if he's trying to chat with me on our chat. I don't see anything. So I think it's just a reflection pool. So that would be kind of a sitting area, outdoor area. Inside, Troy, if we go further down, I think here's some of the drawings. So this is what the building would look like from the outside. As you can see, if you happen to have seen some of the preliminary drawings, we've changed the design layout quite considerably after talking to Tom, the mayor, and several other folks. So these are the layouts now. Frank, can you go down? I think there might be, okay. So here are some of the residential services that we typically would provide. So there would be weekly home chore and quarterly preventative maintenance for elderly who are unable to do things themselves. We'd have an annual health fair. We'd have annual tax return preparation. One of the things that you have to do to maintain your status is, you know, an annual recert and your taxes. Tax returns part of that. So we actually will have accountants come on site and prepare those at no cost for the residents. We'd have weekly exercise classes at a minimum. Now, sometimes it'll oftentimes be more than that because residents will, you know, organize and really, you know, want more. We'll have a food pantry that will be available to, disadvantaged residents. We typically also have, you know, partnerships with local law enforcement and community groups to do activities. So we really try to reach out to the local community and make sure that our community is part of the greater community. We don't want to be an island off the side. We want to be part of the community. We'll typically also offer on-site classes for adults. These could include GED, English as a second language, financial literacy. We'll typically have these quarterly, and we'll have ongoing programs. We oftentimes will include a career placement in education, we'll have arts and crafts, various social activities. We'll have a part-time resident coordinator who will work with the residents to gauge their interest on things. So there's a number of activities that will be included. And Troy, I think we may have passed it, but maybe go down one. We also have some of the amenities. So here are some of the general amenities that would be there. The units would all have a stainless steel appliance package. They'd have washer and dryer connections. Typically, we don't provide the washer and dryers, but if a resident wants to get them, we'll either provide one and add it to the rent, or more likely, if they want to purchase one, they'll hook it up. There'll be high-speed internet-ready units. The units all have walk-in closets, and, you know, we'll have ceiling fans and some other not too exciting things. The property itself would have a common room where events could be done. Usually there's a little kitchenette there for preparing food. We'll have a pavilion with seating and benches. That's where the reflection pool is. We will have a barbecue area where there's a grill where people can meet for barbecues and grills. We'll have a dog walk area. We'll have a fitness center, a office center, and other things. Typically, the common room will also have a billiards room. We'll also have a, for residents who don't get, have in-house washing and drying, we'll have a on-site laundry room. And then we'll have other things like bike racks, car wash areas. So it should be a really nice apartment community to live in.
Thank you, Victor. We're not going to have much conversation about this tonight because Victor will be back in January, and that's when we'll probably be asked to vote on just whether we're willing to rezone the area. So why don't we put off our questions? You have more time to look it over, and Victor will be back in January because we have a lot of other stuff to do tonight.
All right. Thank you so much, Victor. Sorry for taking up too much time.
No, that's okay.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
That's just, it was a perfect introduction.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Okay. Bye. Let's move on to the business of tonight, since we have a lot of on our agenda tonight. Shaheem, can you put up the second resolution? In case you're wondering, we're skipping what's listed as the first resolution. We're going to wait till the rules of order come out in January, so we will not be voting on that tonight. So the first resolution for tonight authorizes the mayor to execute a memorandum of understanding accepting donations for the Hudson Youth Department. Can I have a roll call vote, please? Great, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
aye.
Ranty.
Aye.
Mizan.
Shersha, you're muted.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
Sorry.
I said aye.
Thank you. President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is an authorization to accept donations by the Youth Department from Friends of Hudson. Can we have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ranty.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next resolution declares the city as the lead agency in SEACR for the Bridge District connectivity improvements. This also has been introduced and seconded. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next resolution adopts the Affordable Housing Development Plan created by Pattern for Progress. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Conley.
Oh, you're on mute, Jane.
I couldn't hear you. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't hear my name.
Thank you. Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye. Oh, and by the way, thank you, Tracy. By the way, our new attorney, for those who haven't seen her before, our new council attorney, Crystal Peck, is with us tonight. The next resolution was also introduced and seconded, and it authorizes, this is the NYPA project for streetlights. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Allen.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Nissan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Savar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next resolution accepts $800 from Columbia County on behalf of the fire department when they had their COVID
clinic.
Clinic. Thank you. Roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next resolution is a fund transfer to cover the city's retirement contribution. Let's see. And it does not, actually some of it does come from the general fund retirement. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Nissan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry.
The next two resolutions are also related to the NYPA project for streetlights. Can I have a roll call vote, please, on number 9, authorizing the execution of an Energy Services Program Master Cost Recovery Agreement?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Nissan.
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry.
And the next one is for the same project. Going out to bond. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Beeson.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
Evan DiPietro.
Aye.
Carries.
And our last of the last week's resolutions, this is to authorize a request, issuing a request for qualifications. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Bivens.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Fombly.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you, Tracy. So we begin the new resolutions, which means we'll need an introduction and a second. And the first one is appointing commissioners of deeds. Can I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce.
Ryan. Dewan, second.
Ryan and Dewan. Barring any conversation, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Bivens.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Fombly.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes a budget transfer to cover repairs. You may have heard last week that there was a failure of the lighting system, and it's since been replaced. Can I have an introduction?
Ryan.
Dominic.
Ryan.
Ryan. Dominic, I'll take a second.
Okay. Dominic and Ryan. Any questions or comments?
No, they got it repaired quickly. I mean, they weren't messing around. They know it was failing. And mm-hmm. It was, I think, the chief said, it was four of them. And then they realized the problem was widespread, so they were able to address it before it caused any real damage.
Okay. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Bivens.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Fombly.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, the next resolution authorizes the issuance on RFP to make the Oakdale Beach House ADA compliant. This is for a feasibility study on how to do that. And the money comes from remaining money in the youth budget from last year. Can I have an introduction?
Dominic.
Dominic and Dewan. Any questions? A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Bivens.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Fombly.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next resolution is transferring monies within the fire department accounts, as you can see. Can I have an introduction, please?
Ryan.
A second.
Duan.
Duan. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ramsey.
Aye.
Nissan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarwar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next resolution is authorizes a budget amendment to the to fiscal year 2021 state touring routes appropriation. I saw, is Heather here? I don't know if she's here or not. Yes, she is. Heather?
Yep, I'm here.
Could you explain this quickly?
Sure. So basically, you've seen in the budgets before, you've seen things about CHIPS money.
Yes.
So that's money that the state provides us to do various types of road repairs. This is a third category of a CHIPS-like program that they've created. So what this does is basically increase the revenue and increase the expenditure to identify those funds as being available. So it has really no impact on the budget or the fund balance or anything.
Right. That's what I assumed. Thank you. So can I have an introduction, please?
Duan.
And a second, please.
A second. Walker.
Thank you, Malachi. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ramsey.
Aye.
Nissan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarwar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye. Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next two resolutions involve the Ferry Street Bridge project. The first one authorizes an agreement between Amtrak and the City of Hudson. Can I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce.
Duan.
Ryan and Duan second. Barring any questions or comments, can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ramsey.
Aye.
Nissan.
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarwar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry.
And the next resolution authorizes the mayor to enter into a right-of-way agreement in relation to the bridge. With the Niagara Mohawk Power Corporation and Verizon.
These were all three together last week. I'll introduce Tom.
Okay. Second?
I'll second. Welcome.
Thank you, Malachi. A roll call vote, please. Tracy?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Maranci.
Aye.
Nissan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarwar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Rebecca, you're muted.
Sorry. Aye.
Thank you. President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry?
Thank you. The next resolution... is a transfer of funds within the Common Council account. Can I have an introduction, please?
I'm just curious, what was it going for, Tom? I mean, I know this is printing and advertising and approved by Board of Estimates, but...
Let's see, what was it for? Is that for Tracy? Was
that, yes, President DiPietro, that is the account that items such as code supplements, publications,
paper.
Thank you. An introduction?
I'll introduce.
A second, please.
Duan.
A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Bauer.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry?
The next resolution authorizes the Commissioner of Public Works to sign the Empire State Development Regional Council Award Incentive Proposal and for us to provide a $250 application fee. Peter Bujano is here. Can you explain exactly what this is, Peter?
Yes, in 2019, the Common Council approved the mayor to enter into an application for the strategic planning grant through the consolidated funding arrangement. And that grant was recently awarded to the city of Hudson. There's a total $35,000 total program cost with a $17,500 matching portion by Empire State Development, and the other $17,005 comes from the Tourism Board. There is an application fee of $250. I don't understand that, but that's what they're asking for.
Thank you, Peter.
That's New York State, Peter, right there. That's their bid off the top.
Can I have an introduction, please?
This will allow us to do a feasibility study for parking.
Right.
Okay. I'll introduce Tom.
And a second, please. Thank you, Malachi. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Bauer.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next resolution creates the position of food nutrition coordinator in the Department of Youth. This was budgeted in for the fiscal year, and it awaited the approval from CSEA. From
Civil Service.
Civil Service. Thank you, Dominic. Can I first have an introduction and a second?
Dominic?
Second?
Rebecca.
Ryan, you have a question?
Yeah, if we can scroll to the second page really quick. I'm just looking at the qualifications that are a little bit lower, and specifically the educational requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Are we making this a little bit too broad in general? I mean, if we're looking to actively hire a nutritionist here, you know, rather than somebody who is just specializing in early childhood education, I mean, I would want to ensure that they have some sort of accreditation within nutrition and the dietetic thing first before I would say social work itself, right? Like we're,
I think this was,
it's just broad is my comment.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I don't think that's a problem because, Maya, would you like to speak to that question since you're here? I don't see Liz, unless Liz is here.
That's a really good question. I would like Liz to actually be here because I think it's something that she could address better, having created this, the job description. I know that in early childhood education that, they're having to offer, they're having to balance out like food for state mandates for the children they're feeding. But yeah, that is a good question.
Is there a way we could?
I'm looking though. Go ahead, say that again, Dominic. Sorry.
Is there a way we could put a contingency on this, or so we don't hold up the process in terms of the description? Because I think Ryan has a good part just because some of it's going to also be running the concession stand in the summer. So there should be some kind of food and nutrition element to the description.
Right.
I just don't want to hold up the process if we can change the description.
Community development, nutrition, dietetics, and related field. So, I mean, is that enough to be addressing these situations so that when an applicant comes in?
Yeah, I think it's broad enough that it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the idea. And I assume that Liz had help from civil service doing this. So.
Right. So as we're looking, like if we had somebody with childhood education coming in and we were looking to fill this position, we would be looking for somebody who was bringing that experience in with like early childhood education and things of that nature. Like we would be looking to that because very often that is a part of those jobs out in the world.
Right. So, let's see. A couple community members would like to speak.
Claire was.
Yeah, I can see it, Ryan. Thank you, Claire.
Sorry,
that's all right.
Claire? Yeah, I just wanted to encourage the consideration of C with the later of Part A when they're hiring, when you guys are hiring folks at the youth center, because I think that this position could easily, go to somebody with a bachelor's degree because they have the degree first, but doesn't have a ton of experience working with youth. And I think that you guys have the opportunity to get some people from the community that also have worked with kids, but might not necessarily have a degree. You guys kind of set the standard for how hiring looks going forward. It is a broad description, but I hope that you don't reach for credentials over experience.
Okay. Yeah, that's Claire. Yeah. Thank that's you. For the people hiring. Margaret, did you have something you'd like to say?
Yes. This is actually a position that I've talked to the youth center about, both to Liz and others at the center. I'd like to point out that there are two aspects to this. There is knowledge, skills, abilities, and then there's qualifications. So the dietitian, dietetics, etc., that's a series of ors. So you could hire somebody who did not have a degree or qualifications in dietetics. However, if you look at the experience and skills required, that does actually cover food safety and so forth. So I think, to Maya's point, I don't know what the process is in terms of just keeping things moving forward. But typically when you're putting something like this together, you want to have a fair amount of flexibility in your minimum qualifications so that you don't rule out an ideal candidate who has great experience in food preparation and so forth, but the degree is in early childhood, for example.
Right.
So I think that there are two areas here where, particularly in the experience area, where the food issue is covered.
So basically you're saying you think we have it covered here?
Yes, I would think so, because if I okay. were a hiring manager in this with this job description, and I had somebody come in who did not have a degree in nutrition, and I want to hire somebody who has the right background for the job, because mm-hmm. it does actually require the ability to work with these programs. In the experience section, it is actually looking for somebody with experience in nutrition.
Okay. Tracy, let's have a roll call vote.
Tracy? Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Yes. Also, I want to mention, I want to commend Liz and Maya, whoever put this process through, that we're actually voting on a position ahead of time rather than after the fact. So, aye.
Nathan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Tombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry?
Hey, Tom. Who introduced and seconded on this resolution?
I'm sorry. What?
Who introduced and seconded for this?
Yes, we did. It was Dominic and Rebecca. Okay, next resolution. Accepts a donation from Mount Pleasant Reformed Church to the Youth Center. Can I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce.
Ryan, and a second, please.
Second.
Is that Malachi?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Nathan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Tombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
I'm sorry?
Aye.
Thank you. President
DiPietro. Aye.
Harry.
Okay. The next resolution is a transfer of funds within the sewer fund. An introduction, please.
Brian.
A second, please.
Duan.
Thank you, Duan. Thank you, Ryan. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Nathan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Tombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry?
Okay. The next resolution authorizes a loan from the general fund to the capital fund for the NYPA project. Yes, thank you. And so it'll be paid back at some point. Can I have an introduction?
Ryan.
A second.
Eileen.
Oh, I'm going to let Eileen have that, Dawn.
Everybody likes light, Tom.
No problem.
Well, because she's been a fan of this project from its inception. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
President DiPietro, I'm just going to make note that the date on this reads September 21st. Ooh. We will correct that to December, correct?
Thank you. Yes, we will.
Thank you.
Who made
Alderman
that mistake?
Alderman Garriga?
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Good looking out there, Tracy. Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Farrar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes it's a transfer within the treasurer's office because they need a new computer. Do I have an introduction, please?
Brian.
And a second.
Dominic.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call vote, please. Tracy.
Alderman Garriga. I'm sorry.
Aye.
Thank you. Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Farr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President
DiPietro. Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution designates Mike Tucker as a certifying officer. You recall we had the resolution so that he could go forth on behalf of Return Brewing Company. And this just makes it that Mike will be the person to deal with the documents involved. Can I have an introduction? Anyone?
Eileen, I'll introduce.
Thank you, Eileen. A second, please.
I do.
Is that Dewan?
Yeah.
Thank you. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Sustain.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carrie?
And the last resolution are fund transfers within DPW, cemetery, water, and sewer department accounts. Can I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce Tom.
A second, please.
Eileen,
I'll say. Oh, Eileen, thank you. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you all. Those are the resolutions. Now, the bills, please. And questions. Marshall and Sterling looks rather hefty. That, of course, is our insurance company.
Tom, what's the Azivar Technologies? I don't think I've seen that one before.
Where do you see that, Azivar?
Left column, like three quarters of the, well, just below the middle.
Hazavar is the billing program used by the treasurer's office.
Oh, okay.
Everything else is, I think, pretty self-explanatory. Any questions?
What's Passport Labs? I think I've asked about this before.
Passport Labs.
On the right?
Oh, yes.
Halfway? 5,000?
I think that's our parking. Parking, correct.
Yeah.
Or one of
our... how is that different from Duncan Parking Technologies?
I think one is for the handheld business, the ones on Warren Street, and the other one might be for the kiosk. Is that right, Tracy?
No.
No.
Duncan is the vendor that we purchase parking meters from.
Ah.
And Passport is the contractual that we pay monthly for the collection software and everything to do with parking collection.
Okay. Thank you.
Parking fine collection.
Correct. Any other questions? Okay, can I have a introduction, please?
I'll introduce Tom.
Ryan, and a second, please.
I'll second Tom.
Is that Malachi, thank you. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga. I'm sorry.
Aye.
Thank you. Halloran?
Aye.
Ferranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sauer?
Aye.
Tombly?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carrie?
Okay, now we get to the laws that we can finally vote on. The first, of course, is changing what you're allowed to do in R4 zoning districts. Can I have an introduction, please?
Do one.
And a second, please.
Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca. Any further discussion? A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
R?
Aye.
Tombly?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye. Thank you. The next law establishes a process for the honoring of and naming of city streets. Can I have an introduction, please?
Rebecca.
Okay. Can I have a second?
I'll second, Tom.
Ryan. Any conversation? A roll call vote, please. Tracy?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Ferranti?
Dominic? Are you muted? Oh, there you are. No?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye. Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Thank
can
you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got it, Dominic. Thank you.
You said no. I said.
Farr?
Aye.
Bobley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Tom, can we just confirm Dominic's vote? I just want to make certain it was recorded properly.
Dominic, did you say yes? Where is he?
Did you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did say aye.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And finally, our law prohibiting evictions without cause. You've all received our, oh, never mind. This has been on the agenda for a while. Can I have first an introduction? Hello?
I'll introduce it, Rebecca.
And a second, please.
I'll second. Walker.
Thank you, Malachi. Discussion from council members.
This is Eileen. I received, as I suppose others did as well, there was a letter that came, or an email that came in today and seemed to be talking about the state, I think, getting ready to do something which might be counter to what this proposes, this local law.
Okay. Yes.
For that reason, I abstain.
Okay. We're not voting yet, but okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. John Rosenthal?
I think the process in this whole matter has been really convoluted, given the manner in which this bill was amended a day before the mayor was to sign the original bill raises a lot of questions, and I think it actually is a legislative record. It opens the door for and provides a bit of a breadcrumb for the likely challenge we'll face here. And as someone who supported the initial iteration of the law, I'm pretty troubled by the route that this new version has taken, basically upon the whims of a very few people on this council. And it doesn't feel like it's come with enough consideration, given that we've already seen that Albany's being sued over this. So I imagine we'll be next. And I think this law does something that I think is problematic, given we're supposed to govern in the interest of everyone in this community. That includes landlords, small and unfortunately large, and renters. Being that I rent and have rented the entire time I've lived in the city of Hudson here, I do understand the pressures renters face when they live here. But I think this bill goes in the direction of defining landlords as one type, essentially all bad, and renters as all good. I think that's problematic. I think it also goes in the direction of, now that we've removed a certain paragraph, creating the conditions where you disincentivize fixing up buildings instead of holding on to property and keeping tenants in perpetuity in substandard buildings, something that happened here for a long time prior to the current boom that's ended up displacing so many people who live here. So I think the intent of this law, which again, I supported the original one, is a good intent to protect tenants, but I think this law essentially was foisted around without a lot of thought and will actually probably work against the interests of renters and disincentivize investment. We need investment here across the board to also help with the affordability problem, and I think this will only do one thing: antagonize people who own property here already, encourage the citizens of our community to sue us based on how we act, and actually do little to protect tenants. So with that, I pass it off to other aldermen to make a comment.
Okay, Ryan.
I'll just agree with what John said, and I just want to add for the record, I mean, I've been, from the beginning, like, there's so many good tenets of what the first draft that we had in front of us hold for the community. That said, I'm in full agreement with John that removing the transference of ownership clause is a bit of a mistake. I've also been vocal about the applicability that this law seems to be missing versus what Albany's is. And as a whole, I think the advice that we've received most recently is that this could preempt summary proceedings. And I think that proposes a massive risk to us. So just know that that'll be weighing in along with what we've heard from constituents within the third ward when we're asked to vote.
Thank you. Rebecca.
Just wanted to say that the law as it is does promote improvements of properties, because that's how you landlords can trigger raising the rent. I mean, any improvement on a property that's made allows for rent to be raised accordingly. And I'll just, you know, stand up for my actions, seeking revision of the law on the basis that I was given to understand that and it is true that the way that the law was originally put forward was a huge concession in the intent of the law, as it was, you know, it was passed in Albany on that basis, in Albany, because of essentially just, you know, tremendous pressure from the landlord community, but it failed. You know, the inclusion of the paragraphs and clauses that were removed in this second draft basically rendered the law relatively meaningless for the situation of tenants in Hudson, with regard to landlords choosing to raise the rent, or I'm sorry, choosing to sell properties and evict tenants because they were selling the property. So that's all. And also just to say that I really hope that this law will pass tonight, and if not, that it will be revisited as soon as the next term begins.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Rent is depending on us, and they are depending on this resolution, local law, to pass tonight. We have seen gentrification taken over. We have seen people in the city experience neglect because of their landlords without any support from the city or any part of this county. They have been suffering for years. This law will, in fact, help and protect landlords. I don't understand the issue of landlords just going forth to the judge to just get that official opinion of when the rent should be raised and if there's a good cause. The name says it itself. I just don't understand that if we got voted by the people to help protect the people, we always have them on standby. Meanwhile, people are losing their homes. People are unable to afford to live here. Even certain elected officials aren't even able to remain here. And we need to take all of that in consideration. Landlords are upset because they won't have that 100% control to raise the rent for whatever reason and then evict their tenant whenever they feel that it's justified reason for them. This makes it fair. This law makes it fair.
Thank you, Tiffany. And with that, I'll call for the vote. Tracy, can you?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
No.
Moranti?
I agree with a lot of things Ryan and John has said, and also am very conscious of the legalities around this, as I do believe in some of the intent, and I'm hoping that this stays as a priority moving forward in terms of bringing some people at the table. But at this time, because of some around.
Dominic, you're breaking up a lot.
Dominic, we can't hear you.
Ooh. Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Now we can.
Hello?
Yes. Would you like to vote?
So, at this time, because of legality, I'm going to say no.
Thank you.
Nissan?
Abstaining.
I'm sorry?
I'm abstaining.
Thank you. Rosenthal?
No.
Star?
Yes.
Probably?
No.
Walker?
Yes.
Wallace?
No, but I want to make it clear that once we see how Albany pans out with its lawsuit, granted, we're not Albany, but if it doesn't pass tonight, I am more than happy to revisit this once there's clarity about the preemption and the summary proceedings.
Wolf?
Yes.
President DiPietro?
Yes.
So we have 5 ayes, 5 nays, 1 abstention. The local law is defeated.
Okay. Moving right along then. And I hope we do come back to it. And I will make sure we do come back to it in January. New business. Councilman first. Anything you'd like to raise?
Can you hear me, Tom?
Yes, we can.
So I want to, as this is our last meeting of 2021, I do want to thank the council members that I've been working with and that are on council that are leaving. It's been a pleasure working with them, and I wish them luck in their future endeavors.
Very nice. I do too. Let's see. Rebecca had her hand up next.
Thanks. And thanks, Dominic. I wanted to bring up something about the Zoning Board of Appeals, which I hope will be examined in the next term and moving forward, in that it seems that the meetings are not being held necessarily according to the open law, open meetings law, in that I believe possibly other meetings, but definitely the last meeting was held it was held outside and I believe without masks and not with proper notice that it would be of where the meeting would be held and not on Zoom. So all of those things potentially not according to open meetings law. So I just wanted to call your attention to that and hope that going forward, that will be addressed.
Thank you, Rebecca. John Rosenthal. You're muted, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you all and thank Dominic for recognizing those of us who are leaving here. It's been an interesting and mostly gratifying 4 years here. I learned a lot. I also feel that I wish that, well, before I say anything else, I want to wish the next council good luck and the mayor good luck in his next term. And I do hope that there's progress on some of the issues we've left on the table. And I'll continue to be involved here. And I encourage everybody to, in the community, just if they wish to run for office, to step forward and do so. And I want to thank everyone in the community who supported me. And I hope everyone has a healthy and safe holiday.
Thank you, John. Next up is Kamal. I don't know if, is that Kamal the mayor? Mayor Kamal Johnson, or hello?
I mean, if there's two of me, then
no, there is. There is another Kamal, as you know.
I can use the. I can use the help. yeah, I wanted to, you know, thank the members, you know, who are leaving, who kind of took this journey. You know, a lot of us campaigned together. You know, John, Rebecca, others. So I want to thank them for the service. You know, this is a thankless job that isn't always easy. You know, so I want to also make sure I give appreciation to Tiffany Garriga, who's been on the council for a number of years and has represented the second ward, you know, to the best of her ability. So thank you for all of your work. Eileen, who also has represented the city for a number of years in different capacities. So I just, you know, want to show my appreciation to, you know, those that took the risks and kind of jumped into, you know, this field.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Next is Shusha.
Yeah. Hi. I want to thank you all of, like, I've been in the council last 4 years. I work with all council members and in the community also. I want to thank everyone to give me a chance to serve the third ward for the last 4 years. And I'm welcoming to the next council. And especially thanks to Mayor Kamal Johnson, you dedicated work for the city of Hudson. And thanks to the city of Hudson, all citizens, and happy holidays. Thank you all.
Thank you, Shosha. And I, too, would like to thank all our outgoing council members. It's not always an easy job, as you know. Not so much the actual job per se, but the response we get from our community sometimes seems over the top. Anyway, moving right along, Rebecca, you have your hand up again.
Sorry, I just wanted to do what everybody else did, which I didn't do, and just say thank you, especially to everyone, and assure you all that I have loved every minute of this, and that I look forward to hopefully continuing to work on some projects in the city that are very exciting and will bring a lot of joy in the new year.
Thank you. And Jane.
Oh, I would be remiss if I didn't jump in and say, as others have, that it has really been, it's been great to share the lifeboat with you all. And I have learned a ton. And Rebecca, I have been honored to represent the First Ward with you. I've gotten to know a lot of people I wouldn't have otherwise. And I hope I hope I've represented the First Ward in an honorable and diligent fashion. So best of luck to everyone who's coming on and following us. And Tom, thank you for your guidance of the council this last 2 years.
Oh, you're welcome.
And best of 22 to everyone.
Thank you, Jane.
And this is Eileen. Tom, if I can say, I echo everything that's being said here. I have enjoyed my work for the city as treasurer and on the council, and it's been real.
Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you, everyone.
And we have a community member, the Housing Coalition representative.
M. Cross, 32 North Fifth Street. How's it going?
Hello.
I want to take this opportunity to thank Tiffany and Rebecca, two dear friends of mine who have served honorably and with conviction, standing up for those who have been on the margin, who are leaving us. And I just want to speak to the fact that this resolution went down. I feel like it was a cowardly act to cast this vote after the election, when many people had publicly said and in private in conversations said they would support it. I'm going to, call out my alderman, Ryan Wallace, who I feel lacks integrity and said one thing and just did another. But we'll see you soon, because it's wrong. Most people, honest, who just voted no, y'all got your houses. Y'all good. Y'all don't have anything to worry. Y'all can go to Farmer and Sons, and y'all can, stroll up Warren Street and do your thing. These are people at the margins. But it doesn't matter. Y'all worried about a lawsuit. We worried about keeping people here so they can go up and visit their loved ones at Cedar Park Cemetery. Not no old-ass statue of somebody who was here in 1800s. People like, come on, y'all. The people deserve better. But just like in America, like black people and brown people and poor people, they're always at the margins. People always don't do the right thing. But we'll keep working, we'll keep building, we'll keep growing, and we'll keep getting the message out. And we will hold you accountable. So, y'all have a great new year. I look forward to voting against Ryan Wallace and DeeDee Barrett, and we'll go from there. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Let's see, Rebecca Gerard.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be too surprised by what I say. Again, thank you to everyone who is moving off the council and has served with really their most impacted constituents at the heart of every decision, and without fear for the repercussions of that. To echo Clinton, right, Tiffany, you embody that, Rebecca. This good cause journey has certainly been that for you. And to fast forward to, sadly, what will have to be the bulk of what I say and feel tonight, I am deeply, deeply disappointed by not just the no votes tonight, but by the people who had claimed to support it and changed their votes because of a lawsuit. We talked about this. Albany is being sued. Hudson is not being sued. And so however that lawsuit came out would have meant that either Hudson's legislation stood or it didn't, right? This was never going to be a legal battle that cost Hudson money. The real estate industry wasn't going to have to fight this city by city. And this is a cowardly act and an excuse to not stand up for people who were facing rent increases of 50, 60, 70% simply because of proximity to development and because landlords can. Not because they need that profit, but because they can. And that's disgusting. And landlords wouldn't have had to do anything to increase rent based on need other than just send a letter. All the labor was going to fall on the tenants. We talked about this. I don't want to hear the rhetoric, right, about what it would have meant to a landlord, because that's not real. A tenant would have had to do all the work to spur an eviction notice, go to court, prove, right? Ask the landlord to prove that there wasn't a need. Shameful, shameful night tonight. Thank you to all of you who did do the right thing. We will remember, and really disgusted by those who didn't.
Thank you, Rebecca. Claire.
I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I do need to echo the sentiments of the two that just went before me. I think the most disheartening about this is the fact that organizations like ours have to exist, because folks that become elected officials and show up for face value to help people facing eviction have access to funds, knowing that these same people were denied these funds when the money ran out, that this law could have actually saved them, the folks that they had one-on-ones with and helped them and heard their circumstances and saw the struggles that they were facing, could sit on a council meeting and vote no to something like this, is beyond disheartening. I'm almost speechless, but I can't say that I'm surprised. I'm more hurt than anything, but this does speak volumes to where folks in the city put value for the residents of the city. This is the reason that we show up to these meetings and raise our hand and make comments, and why you have to hear our voice with everything that pertains to housing, because the people that sit on that council do not represent the people in their ward. They represent self-interest, and they represent the trends in the city, not the actual needs of the people that voted for them or voted against them. I'm disappointed.
Thank you, Claire. Tiffany.
Yeah, and I would have to echo what Claire just said. And me being an older man and majority leader of the council for so many years, I was always hands-on with my ward and even with people outside of my ward. You know, my constituents knew that they can depend on me. And it is sad that when certain people get on the council, it's all about face value, and everything that they ran on a platform was just a lie to get in. And it's disgusting. It's more disgusting to show your face, particularly in my ward, pretending to help people, pretending to have that interest in keeping them in their homes, just to shut down the vote. It's ridiculous and it's disgusting. And I hope that you feel the same way that our people are feeling in this city right now with the predicament that you put them in. You're jeopardizing people now to lose their homes even quicker. And it just shows me more of the fact that the ones that voted no had no real relationship with their constituents.
Thank you, Tiffany. Margaret Morris.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to wish everybody a Happy New Year. And for those who are leaving the council, wish you all the best in your next chapter. I've been attending the meetings for quite some time, and I've really appreciated the ability to communicate directly with and get responses from council members. For those of you who are returning next year, as you know, I will be on the council next year, and I'm very much looking forward to working with you on behalf of the city. And I just want to wish everyone all the best for 2022. Thank you.
Thank you. And that looks like it. Again, I'd like to thank you all for attending tonight. Personally, I'm disappointed in the vote as well, but I'll try to work to see that we can do something in January. With that, I look for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Shusha. Second.
You're welcome.
Second?
I'll second that.
Rebecca?
I'll
second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, that's it. And again, have a very nice holiday season and a wonderful New Year. Bye, all.